Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
At a recent event, I had the opportunity once again to marvel at the ability of certain speakers to ride the rhetorical fence, speaking on subjects so serious that the audience sits spellbound while at the same time weaving in so much humor that the crowd finds itself laughing uncontrollably. The event was Friends of the Family 2014, and the speaker was Todd Starnes, the social issues correspondent at Fox News. Each year, the Montana Family Foundation holds three fundraising events, one in Bozeman, one in Billings, and one in Kalispell. Past speakers have included Oliver North, Mike Huckabee, Tony Perkins, Star Parker, and Michael Reagan, to name a few. It's always fun and informative, and last week's event in Bozeman took fun and informative to a whole new level. Todd Starnes is a riot. He describes himself as a gun-toting, chicken-eating son of a Baptist, and his self-deprecating humor leaves the audience in stitches. But there's a serious side as well. Todd's beat covers the moral decline of America. Everything from crosses being removed from military chapels so that we don't offend Muslims, to students being suspended from school for saying bless you after someone sneezes, to InterVarsity Christian Fellowship being kicked off of all of the University of California campuses for refusing to allow non-Christians to hold leadership positions. Seriously, that just happened last week. And the sad thing is there's no lack of material to write about. As America continues to spin off its axis, the bedrock values that have served our nation so well for so long are increasingly up for grabs. Nothing is sacred. Literally everything is up for reinterpretation, including constitutional guarantees. One could see how an evening spent talking about these things could be rather depressing, but Starnes does a great job of keeping the mood up. He does it by injecting humor at key points along the way. Stories like the time he moved from Tennessee to Brooklyn, New York, and wanted to fit in. The wardrobe designer at Fox News suggested that since he lived in a hipster neighborhood, he might switch to skinny jeans. So he went down to the clothing store and bought a pair. One shoehorn and two sticks of butter later, he had the jeans on. Now, the thought of a 5'8", 200-and-some-pound man wearing a pair of skinny jeans had the audience rolling, and Starnes said he quickly concluded it just wasn't a good look for him. Skinny jeans notwithstanding, Todd Starnes is one of the most likable people I've met in years. He's a country boy transplanted to the big city who hasn't lost his roots or his sense of what's truly important. He's kind, gentle, and gracious, unless, of course, you're a policymaker whose actions are undermining the country that he loves, in which case Starnes can be biting, poignant, and snarky. He has no patience with school administrators who suspend children for wearing t-shirts that say God bless America because it's deemed hate speech, or for schools that think it's okay to begin teaching sex education in kindergarten, which is the story he was covering when I first met him. He's a man who loves this country and who wants nothing less than God's continued blessings on our nation. I personally think he'd make a much better Montanan than a New Yorker. At least here, he could wear Wranglers. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.